Hello. This is the bowling team performance tape. Get into a comfortable position and loosen any tight clothing. Take a deep breath, hold it to the mental count of five, and slowly release it. Take another deep breath. Hold it to the count of five. And as you slowly release it, say to yourself the word, relax. You are relaxed now. To become even more relaxed, focus on relaxing each part of your body individually. Relax your toes, your ankles, your calves, and your knees. Relax your thighs and your hips and your lower back. Relax your stomach and your chest, your arms and your hands. Relax your upper back and your shoulders, your neck, and your facial muscles. You are now very physically relaxed. Whenever you want to be this physically relaxed, take a deep breath, hold it to the mental count of five, and as you slowly release it, say to yourself the word, relax. Now, imagine that you are standing in a shower. The temperature of the water is very pleasant. It is a special water that blows through you to release all negative feelings down the drain. Imagine that the drain goes all the way to the center of the earth. It feels so good as you release any and all hatred, worry, fear, and judgment. All resentment, anger, frustration, and stress of the day is flowing out of you down the drain. Let it all go now. Right now, nothing matters. You are left with nothing but positive thoughts, images, and feelings. You are very physically and mentally relaxed. You can feel this mentally relaxed anytime. Just take two deep breaths, hold them to the count of five, and each time as you release it, say to yourself the word, relax. To release any remaining negativity, feel as though you are breathing all the air out of your lungs. As you do this, say to yourself the word, release. Let this be a signal to your body to feel positive and relaxed. Step out of the shower. You feel calm, secure, and relaxed, and you are surrounded by a clean, white, protective light. You are now in a state of mind where you can program yourself for a peak team performance. Picture the scene of bowling. You are entering the bowling center with your teammates. You walk with confidence in yourself and your team. You are proud to be a member of your bowling team. Experience the feelings now. You feel respect for your competitors and are looking forward to a first-rate competition. Really feel the anticipation. The tournament will soon begin. see yourself preparing to bowl. Tie your shoes and stretch your muscles. Stretch your arms, your neck, your back, and your legs. Do it the same way every time. As you take practice shots, you pay special attention to what your ball is doing, where it is going both at the arrows and the arc point, and at the pins. You are very observant at this time, and you are confident at the end of practice that you have found the right line, are using the right equipment, and are physically warmed up. On the occasion that you feel you have not found the line, you have confidence that you will find it soon, and you will be able to pick up all the spares you might leave. The competition has started, and it is your turn to bowl. Step up to the ball return and look at the lane in front of you. See the dots on the approach. See the foul line. Look at the arrows. Look at the board you will be aiming for. And look down the lane to 30 feet. Notice any dark boards. And look at the pins at the end of the lane. Now, take a slow, deep breath, and as you gradually release it, say to yourself the word, relax. Before you step up to throw your shot, visualize it. Know exactly where to stand, where to hit at the arrows, and where you want your ball to be 30 feet down the lane. Picture the physical motion of your approach, and watch the ball go down the lane, all the way to a strike. See all the pins fall down. After you are done visualizing your shot, check for lane courtesy, step up to your mark, and bowl. Watch your ball going down the lane, all the way to a strike, exactly as you visualized a moment ago. Good shot. Experience the cheers from your teammates. Now, throw another strike, just the same way as you did before. Watch your ball rolling over your target, your arc point, and getting a strike. Bowl a whole game. Remember to follow your ball down the lane, past the arrows, to 30 feet. All the way to a strike. See yourself doing the exact same thing over and over, strike after strike. Watch your target and your arc point. Keep bowling. You are concentrating very well. Your physical game is very consistent. Great game! Your teammates congratulate you. And you are happy that you helped the team bowl well. You thank your opponents for the competition. Now, imagine yourself in a pressure situation. Perhaps you need to go off the sheet to win your point, or you are just starting an important match, or maybe the teammate up before you just opened. You welcome this competitive pressure, for you know that it is an opportunity to reach your highest performance level. You feel confident that you will come through. You know exactly what you have to do to make a good shot. You know where to hit at the arrows and at 30 feet. Now, take a slow, deep breath and visualize your shot. Wait until you are physically and mentally ready before you step up on the approach. Remember to watch your target and your arc point. Picture yourself bowling the perfect shot now. Good work. Visualize bowling in both pressure and non-pressure situations whenever you can sit and relax for a few minutes. Get to the point where you can visualize with your eyes open. Then do it anytime. Remember, the more strikes you throw in your mind, the more you will throw on the lanes. The tournament is over and your team has won. You all go up to collect the trophies. You are happy that the team worked together to achieve their goal. Experience the feeling of victory. Feel it. Enjoy it. Now, make it happen. What you can conceive and believe, you can achieve. Take a deep breath. You are very relaxed, very focused on what I am saying. Now for some positive affirmations. After I say a statement, repeat it mentally in the first person. For instance, if your name is John, when I say, "You enjoy bowling," repeat to yourself, "I, John, enjoy bowling." Really believe these statements. Really feel them. Feel that you are all these things now. The more you feel, believe, and enjoy these statements, the more they become a part of you, the sooner they will positively affect you. You feel calm, secure, and relaxed. You are happy and confident. You are enthusiastic and highly motivated. You have a positive attitude. You accept only positive thoughts, images, and feelings at all levels of mind. You accept yourself completely. You are getting better and better in every day, in every way. You look for the good in each one of your teammates. You maintain a positive attitude even during adversity. You are able to remain focused on the team and your own game at the same time. You take just enough time to think about your own game in order to stay with the team. You come through in pressure situations. You have excellent concentration. You enjoy physical practice and mental rehearsal. You can play any target line with skill. You are an excellent spare shooter. You are an excellent bowler. You enjoy bowling. Choose some of these statements or make up some of your own and repeat them many times throughout the day. Write them down and put them somewhere where you will see them often. Stay focused now. Remember that there is a time difference between inner reality and outer reality. The more you feel and believe these statements on the inside, the sooner they will become reality on the outside. There are several key things to do to ensure a peak team performance. The first thing to remember is to stay positive and enthusiastic. Never underestimate the effect your attitude has on the rest of the team. After you throw a shot, return quickly to the team without lingering at the foul line so as to keep up the team's momentum. Maintain a positive attitude even during adversity. If you throw a bad shot or get an unexpected ball reaction, an emotional response will negatively affect the rest of the team. Instead, choose to analyze the shot. Remember, a clear head adjusts faster. Approach each event as a learning experience. Remember that mistakes are a necessary part of learning. If you don't make mistakes, you won't learn. Bowling is an important part of your life, but do not tie your self-worth to your performance. The second thing you need to do is to stay focused. Mentally practice as often as you can. This will greatly improve your concentration. Think about the individual shots, not about winning. Winning will take care of itself. You simply perform. Avoid lingering on your opponent's score. All your energy should be focused on your team, on bowling your best. Watching your opponents may hurt your concentration, put unnecessary pressure on yourself, and distract you from supporting your teammates. Have a regular routine when you throw a shot. Little things like wiping your ball, taking a deep breath before you step up on the approach, and saying something to yourself, when done in the same way every time, help get you mentally focused. It is important to stay with the team. Take just enough time to think about your own game without breaking the enthusiasm. Remember that concentration feels effortless. Let it happen. It is also extremely important to communicate during competitions. Talk about the lane conditions. If you notice the condition changing, let the team know what you observed. Compare notes. If your last shot was not a strike, take a moment to figure out what happened. If you need help, ask your teammates or your coach. Always be willing to help the other players. Watch their shots and get to know their physical games so that you will be able to help them. Don't necessarily wait for your teammates to ask for help. They might not feel comfortable asking, or they might not realize that they could benefit from another perspective. Another thing you can do to ensure a peak team performance is to encourage a friendly and caring atmosphere. Always be supportive of your teammates during competitions. Offer words of encouragement and positive feedback. Be quick with positive encouragement, tactful with constructive criticism, and avoid sarcastic comments, even if you feel they are said in good humor. Accept your teammates' support. Think about how the other players feel. Not to have support accepted can feel like a slap in the face. Also, remember to be caring, supportive, and respectful of your teammates and your coach, both during and outside of competition. Encourage others to like and respect each other as well. Spend as much time as you can outside of competition with your teammates. Get to know each one individually. Always be honest and communicative. Confront problems, but avoid petty conflicts. Take a slow, deep breath now, and stay focused on my voice. If it is daytime and you are falling asleep, take a moment to stretch a bit. Now, take a deep breath and slowly release it. You are relaxed and focused. The fifth way you can contribute to a peak team performance is to be a good competitor. Always do your best. Not to do your best or to give up during a competition is an insult to the sport, to your teammates, and to your opponents. Other teams deserve your respect, so treat them accordingly. Their participation makes the competition possible, and their skill helps make it challenging and meaningful. Have confidence that you can win. Set your winning attitude before you arrive at the bowling center. Tournaments are won by those who know they can do it. A desire to win adds extra drive needed for you to achieve a peak performance. Really want it. Another thing that helps the team perform well is setting goals. Goals are important because they help keep you focused on what you need to do. Make your goals difficult but realistic. Put yourself to your limits, but don't ask for the impossible. You have control over your own performance, but not your opponent's. So emphasize goals like those regarding practice and score improvement. Put your goals in concrete, measurable terms. A goal to pick up 12 10-pins in a row is more effective than the more vague goal to improve on your 10-pin spares. Write down your goals. It is easy to forget or to lose them. Keep a list and update it regularly. Team goals are extremely important. They provide a common thing for everyone to work toward. It is vital that individuals on a team find common goals, so be honest about what you want and need when the team is discussing its goals. Always keep in mind the team's goals and encourage others to work for their achievement. When it comes to doing your best for the team, there is no substitute for practice. Practice regularly. Set a practice schedule and stick to it. Practice with a purpose. Stay focused. Work on specific practice goals. If you find yourself just throwing shots, do something about it. Remember that practice is the key to any goal you might have. Don't deny yourself or your team the opportunity to achieve the goals you set by not practicing well. Take a deep breath now and relax. You are happy in the knowledge that every time you listen to this tape, you are becoming a better bowler and team player. Here are some more positive statements said in the first person. As I say them, feel as though you are saying them to yourself. I am calm, relaxed, and secure. I love myself with all my imperfections. I don't have to be perfect. I just choose to be perfectly me. When I am bowling, my energy starts to flow, and I am at my best. I am an excellent bowler. My self-worth does not depend on my performance. I regard every event as a learning experience. I observe and learn easily. I am a positive and confident team player. My awareness and concentration are excellent. I am always prepared to make any necessary moves or adjustments. I have excellent concentration and poise, which seems to improve as the importance of the situation increases. When the team is in a pressure situation, I know that we can come through. I enjoy watching my teammates bowl. If they seem to be struggling, I ask if there is anything I can do to help. I notice something new about their physical games every time we are bowling. I am spending more and more time outside of regular practice with my teammates. I look for the good in each one of them. I am open and honest with them. I depend on my teammates, and they depend on me. I accept my teammates' support and truly appreciate when it is offered. I always give my best effort. My total commitment to the bowling team automatically brings to my aid an amazing amount of formerly untapped energy. I always have plenty of energy to practice. I arrive to team practice on time, and I enjoy coming early. I am getting better and better at shooting spares, at finding the strike line, and at making adjustments. I can play any target line accurately. I set my sights high, but realistic. I have individual goals, but I do not let them interfere with the realization of the team's goals. I enjoy mentally practicing, and I do it often. Before I throw my shot, I do a short mental rehearsal. This automatically enhances my self-confidence and physical performance. I enjoy bowling, and I am good at it. I enjoy bowling with my team. Now I'm going to count down from the number 5. If you are in bed, disregard the countdown. You will have a restful sleep and wake up very refreshed. When I reach the number 1, you will feel relaxed and wide awake. 5. You are starting to come up now. 4. Feel the energy flowing into your body. 3. At the count of 1, you will feel refreshed and ready to have a great day. 2. Take a deep stretch all through your body. 1. You go now to continue your day, feeling exactly as you choose to feel.